Support for KPLU comes from True West, proud to promote Joan Baez, American folk singer, songwriter, and activist, at the Moore Theater on November 14th, 7:30 p.m. Joan Baez has performed for over 55 years, releasing over 30 albums. Information at stgpresents.com.
It's Behind the Beat. I'm Nick Morrison.
And I'm John Kessler.
Today we're going to talk about a genre of blues that's so rare it barely has a name. And if you look up that name in Wikipedia, nothing comes up.
We're talking about trance blues. Yeah, trance blues we define as blues that has a strong electronic component, like samples, loops, drum machines, and woven into that is some element of traditional blues.
In fact, a lot of trance blues songs are classic blues that have been stripped down and reassembled in a 21st century studio.
Take this Muddy Waters song, Rollin' and Tumblin', from 1950.
Well, I roll and I tumble, cried the whole night long.
Now, compare that with Jeff Beck and Imogen Heap's 2001 version of the song.
Well, I roll and I tumble, cried the whole night long. Well, I roll and I tumble, cried the whole night long.
Well, the biggest trance ingredient in this is the relentless drumming. We find that to be true of most trance blues, a song built around a drum loop.
In this next song, we're going to go a little deeper into electronica. It's a song called Hard Times, done by Little Axe. His real name's Skip McDonald, and he worked with rappers like Grandmaster Flash and the Sugar Hill Gang before changing his name to Little Axe and applying his chops to the blues.
And this song, Hard Times, from 2006, is Little Axe's version of the Skip James Blues classic Hard Time Killin' Floor Blues.
Hard time here and everywhere you go. Time is harder than ever before.
If we had to pick one album that embodies all the aspects of trance blues, it would be the 2004 release Tangalai by the group Tangalai.
This is Tangalai mixing their modern studio sensibilities with an a cappella recording they call Work Song, done in 1948 by C.B. Cook and his Work Gang.
So, Nick, to really appreciate what Tangalai has added to this, let's go back to 1948 and hear the original field recording of C.B. Cook and his Work Gang, a group of prisoners at Parchment Farm in Mississippi. They called the song Rosie.
So Tangalai finds this obscure song recorded over 65 years ago by a prison work gang. They take it into a studio and turn it into a maelstrom of electronic blues.
Trance Blues on Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
You can podcast Behind the Beat, listen to the complete versions of all the songs we featured, and check out our web post at kplu.org.